now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, dear listeners tuning in from wherever you may be. Welcome to another edition of Asian Wave 101, live on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territories. I'm Steve Zhang, your host. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Apologies for the late start, but on these rainy days, Vancouver traffic really can be a pain. And I actually have an announcement that I wanted to share with you today. It's regarding a decision that took me a very long time to come around to, but today will be the last time Asian Wave 101 airs. Yes, unfortunately, my attentions and my priorities need to be somewhere else right now. I can't continue dividing my time like this. It's been quite a ride, but we still have a little bit of time to have some fun, so let's just get right down into it. And today, actually, I have a guest with me. He decided to drop in and show some love. Why don't you say hello to everybody?
Hello, hello.
And for those of you who do not recognize that voice, that is Raphael, who was a guest during the Fun Drive special earlier this year, a.k.a. Raph, a.k.a. Trap Queen. And that is a joke that I won't explain too much in depth, but just so you know, he's a fan of Fetty Wap.
It's just that one song, dude. Come on.
Oh, well, either way, again, thank you for coming this afternoon. Thanks for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, always a pleasure. So today I thought we'd just go over some of my favorites from the past year or so, some relatively newer songs, and we're just going to have one last little spot of fun on Asian Wave 101. So first up, from South Korea, I have Hoodie. She is an R&B singer-songwriter and a member of the AOMG camp. This is her first release under the record label. It's called Like You. It's written by her, and it's composed, and the beat was produced by Gray. Gray, who is, of course, one of the hottest producers in South Korea, and it features his sound, low, hard-hitting bass drums, a grooving bass line, and some keys and synthesizers that take the melody. It's a song about hurt. Two former lovers, both finding themselves in a situation where they've given up trying to make things work. They've stopped trying to be in love with each other, and they're gradually drifting apart. Raphael, I have a question for you, okay? Are the tears coming now that you've heard that?
Ooh, this is opening up some old wounds that I have not really touched upon for a very long time. So, Steve, that is an interesting choice you've picked as your first song.
Well, it is actually one of my favorites from 2016, and Hoodie has a lot of potential as an artist. She's definitely someone you want to keep an eye on. So that's first on this last episode of Asian Wave 101. Hoodie, Like You.
I was like you. 괜찮아 적잘 지냈어 마음 한 켠에 널 묻어두고서 걸어 여유 부려서 그런데 뭐가 잘못된 건지 네가 보고 싶어 baby 네 느낌 왜 해 너무 늦은 걸까 yeah. 아직은 날 떠나가지 않았지란 내 물음에 예전에 내 모습처럼
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Up the mountain, climb back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climb back down. Climb back.
Isn't there anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance.
The IAC is the International Student Association, a UBC club that presents and integrates the global student community.
We're a home for international students on campus, and our aim is to provide a sense of belonging to international students.
We host a variety of events, ranging from advocacy to social gatherings. We want to shed light on issues international students face at UBC in terms of housing, tuition, academics, and more.
We hope to see you at our upcoming social events.
Stay up to date with the ISA on our Facebook page, UBC ISA, or check out our website, ubcinternational.ca.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101. I'm Steve Zhang, your host. Thanks for joining me this afternoon on CITR 101.9 FM. So the song that we heard right before the break was by Hoodie, R&B singer Hoodie. Like You. It was produced by Gray, and personally, I love the use of the more classic sound. It had some really nostalgic vibes. It reminded me a lot of the glorious female R&B from the late 90s. So, Raphael, you mentioned this. It was starting to bring back some of those feels that you have not dealt with for some time. Now, just tell us what that song invoked within you. You don't have to go into detail.
All right. But let me tell you that... All right, first of all, I don't speak Korean, I don't understand Korean, and I have absolutely no idea what the lyrics were entailed talking about besides, you know, what you brought up. But, you know, just a very melody of the song and the very core of its musical composition just made me almost want to go out and just get a giant bucket of ice cream after this show. So, you know, that's what it feels like to me.
And that's how you know that song did its job.
100%, dude. You know, yeah, it's it also reminds you of, you know, the good old early 2000s days of R&B. And, yeah, it's a nice change from the very, I guess, EDM and pop-focused hits that we're hearing today. So, definitely, 100% good.
Okay. That's some very interesting insight. I'm glad that you brought that up, actually. But now, coming up next, we'll actually be foregoing the news this week. We're actually going to be doing something else instead. Something that I haven't actually done before, but for some reason I felt it's somewhat appropriate for this. So let's have some fun. Now, K-pop is known for its catchy music, EDM dance music influenced, its sharp choreography, and eye candy singers. But apart from that, it's also known for its use of sometimes very random English in its songs. Now, let me just put this into perspective for a second. With K-pop, a lot of the times, most of the time, 90% of the time, the singers in those K-pop groups are born and bred South Koreans who never really spent that much time in English-speaking countries. That's fair, okay? But then K-pop groups also usually don't have a whole lot of creative control over the contents of their music. So that means producers that work for the record label and lyricists that work for the record label are the ones in charge of the overall composition of the song. And the execution of it is simply left to the singers. They're the ones that sing and dance. Everything else is taken care of by paid lyricists and producers. So, also, in a similar fashion to these singers themselves, these lyricists and producers are 90% of the time born and bred South Koreans who have never actually spent all that much time in an English-speaking country. So they have a very basic command of the English language, which is okay because they live in a country where there is very little English spoken within regular everyday life. But at the same time, there seems to be a lot of gravitation towards creating this key English phrase within K-pop music. And sometimes it's simply grammatically incorrect, which is fair given that they are not completely fluent native English speakers. And sometimes the meaning is simply lost. They don't quite know what it means. And sometimes they're just completely sincere about using it, but they just don't know what it means. So this has actually become the term K-pop English is actually has become quite a phenomenon within international listeners of K-pop music, especially. So sometimes if you go online, actually, you can actually find some of these videos that are titled something like K-pop English Fails, which I feel is a bit unfair given the stuff that we just mentioned. These are people who are not fluent speakers, so you can't really call it a fail if they're actually being genuine about using it. But of course, given their skill level, it's okay that they're making these mistakes. What would you say, Raphael?
I mean, yeah, if you don't have experience with the language, you don't have experience with the nuances behind using those words, yeah, it's totally understandable.
Yeah. So sometimes it does create these moments within these pop songs that are actually very highly, highly entertaining. So in all my years of listening to K-pop, sometimes these moments are just simply make you, they just simply make you giggle a little bit. Sometimes they make you do a double take and say, what, they really said that? And then the other times it's like, OMG, what is going on? So I have a few of those moments from that I've picked up in all my time listening to Korean music. So let's check up on this one. The first one is by a very popular girl group called Kata. Some of you would have heard them and heard of them before, but let's just listen to this first little bit right here. Raphael.
Did I hear that right?
You probably did.
So, yeah, I don't know, dude. Okay.
Let me just say this. The reason why we're talking about this, there's absolutely no malice intended. Yeah. This is just a good spot of, this is just a little bit of tomfoolery. We're not making fun of them. We're not knocking them on this. But sometimes it's just good for, it's a healthy laugh. And I believe people should be laughing in order to have, I guess, a good day.
Hey, you know what? I love it. You know, there's a, you know, the grammar might not be incorrect, but there's a certain sincerity behind the delivery of those lines. And you know what? Everyone a pretty, and I love it.
Everyone a pretty. If you want a pretty, everyone a pretty. And I guess that's true. Sometimes people just want to be pretty. I mean, do you ever have those times when you look at yourself in the mirror and you just look at yourself and you say, I just want to look good today?
Hey, you know what? I think I got a new pump-up song.
If you want a pretty, everyone a pretty.
Yeah, 100%.
That really does it for you?
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Well, this next one is by a very popular Korean boy band called DBSK or Dongbang Shinki, or which translates into The Rising Gods of the East in English. And they're very famous now, but they were far more popular back in the day. So they went through some things that we won't get into right now, but they had a song called Purple Line. And this one, I should warn you, it isn't so much a dirty song, but it was a song that was not meant to be dirty, but due to kind of the loss of meaning or the or just not really fully understanding the contents of their sentence, it became dirty. So just a fair amount of warning. This does get a little bit raunchy, but let's just listen to it.
I think that's a different kind of pump up song you put up this week.
You know, it's not, again, this probably was not meant to be dirty, but I don't think the band themselves or the lyricists fully understood the repercussions of saying something like that in a pop song.
Yeah, could you run me through what exactly they were trying to, you know, convey right there? I guess so, what the intended meaning was.
Well, it was just, it's hard to say. I'm really not too sure myself, but this is, it's a healthy laugh. It's a healthy laugh. We're not making fun of them. We're really not. This is just a good little laugh. It's, again, this is one of those really innocent mistakes. They probably don't understand kind of, I guess the certain meaning behind the words that they said.
Yeah, keep in mind that this isn't limited to K-pop. I mean, for every 10 K-pop English blunders you have, you probably have 100 blunders from English-speaking artists that are trying to convey their lyrics in another language. It's not a phenomenon limited to K-pop at all.
Yeah, definitely. Very well said. I could not have said that better myself, actually. But this last one, I think, really takes the cake. There was an old band back in the day called, the Korean pronunciation of their name is actually closer to Jexkise, which is a name that it's not terribly, terribly known what the meaning behind their name is, but they were very popular back in the late 90s and early 2000s. And they had a song called Kisado, which translates to, or actually I should say, the song is also called Chivalry in English. And they did a live performance, and somebody actually sent this to my inbox. I'm not joking. Someone actually sent me the video of their live performance, and then they told me, Steve, just listen to the first little bit of the song. You're not going to believe this. So thank you for this, actually. But you'll know what I mean.
fucking dick gets in your
Say what?
Now watch out the freaky boy. Here it comes.
Okay. Yes, if you're currently thinking to yourself, they did just say that.
They did just say that.
They did just say that. And
hey, I think we got a competitor for Barry White.
That is true, actually. That is true. But Raphael, I need to know, because I actually did show you this a little while ago. What was your first thought when you heard that?
Seriously, I didn't really have any thoughts in my head besides, did that just happen? Was that really on stage? You know, in front, you got to understand that if you actually watch the actual video of this, there are like hundreds of K-pop fanatics sitting in that stage all cheering, and then they drop this on them and nothing changes.
And it's well, first off, I will say this is a gem. an instance of K-pop English. But again, this is just an innocent mistake, because whether or not the people who thought it was a good idea to write that and then tell the band that it's a good idea to deliver that in front of hundreds of screaming fans, it's a very odd situation. And bear in mind, this performance, that clip that you just heard, is actually from 1998. So this was kind of just, this was at the advent of K-pop, I should say. This is when K-pop began taking kind of the form that we associate with the genre now. And this was when boy bands were just starting to become the norm within Korean popular music. So in a way, this line is pioneering in its own regard.
Well, at the same time, I think K-pop was in its growing pains at the same very moment in time. But I also wanted to bring up, apparently, how do you say the name again? Jex Keese.
Yeah, something around that, yeah.
Yeah, what surprises me more is that this managed to get through, despite the fact that two of the actual group members have extensive experience speaking English in the United States.
Oh, how so? Elaborate. This was something that I did not know, and for once, the expert is being told by someone who has lesser experience. Please do tell me, what is this about?
All right, please do consider the fact that the expert in this case has received their information from YouTube comments, and you know how that goes. But with that said, okay, so the story goes is that two of them have been studying, or at least have a lot of experience speaking English in the United States. And when the delivery of this line came, you can see them actually giggling in the background in the actual music video. And no one bothered to tell the lyricists or the producers that this was in their song. So
so I guess in a way this was almost a bit of a gag. They did this on purpose to mess with people, and they were seeing who could actually catch that. And I guess at this time in 1998, K-pop wasn't as internationally famous, internationally popular as it is now. So it's not until getting close to two decades later that people are hearing this and calling them out on it and saying, oh my goodness, how did they actually get away with that? with this little bit that we did, there is no malice intended. We are not trying to knock them for their use of these languages. It really is honest mistakes for the most part from people who really don't have as much experiences with the nuances of English. So, you know, keep practicing. Best of luck to you in your careers. And keep delivering good music for us to enjoy. So that's actually going to wrap up this little fun segment that we just did. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101.
Hello. Hi. Do you want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, because I'm the man.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. A jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m., after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101, broadcasting to you on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I'm not here alone in the studio today on this last edition of Asian Wave 101. I do have a guest with me. Say hello to everybody.
Hello, hello.
Once again, that is Raphael in here with me today, deciding that he wanted to come and just have a little bit of fun on this last edition of this show. So we're going to listen to some more tracks from across the Pacific, again, all from the past year or so. And I have to mention, it is mandatory on my show. Khalil Fong, Chinese R&B singer-songwriter, producer, musician, extraordinaire, he released a single in July called Wu So Wei, which translates from Mandarin into Doesn't Matter. This is really a return to form for him. And Raph, actually, do you remember me mentioning Khalil Fong to you at any point in the time we've known each other?
You know, I do remember quite a few mentions on your hand. I don't have any specifics, but yes, you have brought him up before.
So the name is familiar.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this song is, again, I called it, it's a return to form. It features a classic old school R&B soulful sound. And in the lyrics, he's talking about how, as long as he has her, nothing else matters. The problems, the hardships, the struggles, she helped him chase it all away. So this features Chinese songstress Jane Zhang, or Zhang Liangying, and this is the Khalil the listeners fell in love with. The simple composition, the soulful traditional R&B style. So let's check it out. And Raph, actually, what are your expectations now that you know kind of some of the background of this track?
I'm expecting something not as, I guess, not as depressing. Oh, sorry, not as, you know, it doesn't make you feel as down as the last track we played. But at the same time, there's going to be a little hint of, I guess, some notes that bring up your spirits. And overall, thinking it's going to be a good time.
All right, so that's coming up next. Khalil Fong, Jing Zhang, Doesn't Matter.
Thank you.
少，话也说不出多少，字都不能形容你在我心中的地位，到底是什么一回事？你把所有的沉默赶走，是你救了我，很感激。如果不是你，现在的日子怎么过？打算陪你和你过这一辈，因为你我所有的问题，
无所谓，
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 耶，
无所谓，
真的无所谓，
无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，
我无所谓。
无所谓，
无所谓，
yeah, 无所谓，
因为我真的无所谓，
无所谓，无所谓，无所谓，
我无所谓。
有时想一想不透，为什么你会爱上我？不介意我的缺点，你所有的冷漠演化成爱情的暖和，该原谅气候的预测，现在只有好过的天，打算陪着跟着过这一杯，有了你我所有的问题，
无所谓，
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 无所谓，因为我真的无所谓，
无所谓，
啊啦啦，
无所谓，
这肯定是一种缘分，但愿这一段感情一直那么深，永远做我的爱人，别再担心你我的未来，现在就让我诠释最美的决定，命运注定我们这一切，感谢你出现在我的世界，把坏事毁灭，
无所谓，
无所谓，无所谓，
因为我真的无所谓，
无所谓，
无所谓，
那那那，
无所谓，
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 真的无所谓，
无所谓，
那那那，
那那那，
真的，
真的。
Khalil Fong, Doesn't Matter, featuring Chinese singer Jane Zhang. This was released as part of his plan this past summer, actually, where he releases a single a month leading up to his album release in September. And that album has officially been announced. It is going to be released September 28th, 2016. Mr. Raphael, now that you've heard something, a sample of the works of the brilliant Khalil Fong, would you go and get that album?
100%.
Really, though? Because I'm thinking you're not actually being entirely honest with me.
Well, 100% if I was love struck, because that is an awesome song to listen to when you know you've just got somebody special in your life and you know you just really want to show that appreciation and you want to remind yourself of your good fortunes. And you know, if I was in that position, yes, it would be 100%.
So you're saying you're not currently love struck?
Well, 50%.
Are you sure?
0%.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the next track. It's from South Korea once again, and it's by Kim Jong-hyun of SHINee. He is the main vocalist of that very popular boy band. He's recently been releasing a lot of solo work, all self-written and self-composed. And in May 2016, just at the beginning of the summer season, this past summer season, he released his first full-length studio album. And the lead single is called She Is. And this song is about trying to flirt. It's like one of those come hither sort of songs. He's asking this very beautiful lady to not play hard to get. And he's saying, are you playing hard to get? Are you doing this to kind of keep me interested? Because I really think we should be together. Yes, it is one of those songs. Raphael, do you have any experience with this side of K-pop?
Well, what was that one song? Awu, I believe it was called? Had a similar sort of gist behind it.
The one by Lim Kim?
Yes, Lim Kim.
Yes, very excellent song, and she is a very excellent singer as well. So you feel that this is similar to that?
I'm kind of imagining something similar will come up.
Yeah. So this song, again, also composed and written by Kim Jong-hyun, and this is featuring kind of a trendy style. It mixes funk, a little bit of disco, and then he grabs that and then he tosses it in with some elements of pop and R&B specifically, more contemporary trap styles. So he's kind of creating a new image for himself to kind of break away from that typical boy band singer image, you know, not doing much outside of singing and dancing. So let's check it out now. This is Kim Jong-hyun with She Is.
Jack Man, no, no, I know, bitch, it's dry. Oh, shit. Jump, chin, I know, serve. None good, I'm get dry. Oh, shit. Match, bottom, though, dark. Sure. Yeah, come, me, try. Now, put all your cat, cheat. Oh, sweet love. I'm candle, I'll try your heat and try.
I like this bridge.
Oh, sweet.
Kim Jong-hyun of SHINee with She Is. Raphael, your reactions to that, please.
You know what? You know that feeling you get when you meet somebody new and you just know there's a spark between you two? This is that song you would play. Honestly, you know that drama you've been saying you wanted to make about my life this entire time?
Sure.
All right, okay. That would be the first song on the soundtrack.
Ah, that spark, that initial reaction.
Exactly.
Hey? All right, I got you. So next up, we're actually going to listen to one of my favorite Canadian artists. They're called Gentleman's Vibe. They are a hip-hop duo, and it's a song from 2015, so a little bit older than a year, but that's all right. It's off their EP, Bayside, and it's called Cuffing Season. And even though this is more of a summer song, now that summer is over, of course, cold is coming in, is rolling in, and we have the start of what we like to call cuffing season, which is when people who would normally prefer to be single during the hotter months of the year decide they suddenly want to be in relationships. So let's check it out now. Cuffing season, showing some love to our fellow Canadians, is Gentleman's Vibe.
We got that throwback love, that old school love, that ride off in the nighttime love. 1950s, black and white, movie tight, just my type of love. Yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love. Red my Camaro, red my Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow. She, all that of me. Grab my Camaro, grab my Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow. She, all that of me. She, my shot got. She, my shot got. This one's like me. Bitch love me like Sosa. That'll make you mad like it's supposed to. Now we gon' argue till dawn, but after have sex on the sofa. Classic, she plastic, let me have it granted. She bad shit, she the baddest. Bounce to the bounce, be like a mattress. Fine like a dime, she shine like jasmine shit. For you, I would probably skip town. Ever met a bae, hella down. Summertime cold shit, always come around. Just kick it, even roll that loud. Like, hold up, you in love, right? Couple shots, so we're gone like we're drunk, drunk, drunk in love. You my Yonsei, babe, you a mystery, baby. I'm a soft snake, it's a girl. That old school love, that ride off in the nighttime love. 1950s, black and white, movie type, just my type of love. Yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love. Red my Camaro, red my Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow. She, all that let me. Red my Camaro, red my Camaro, 80 miles towards tomorrow. She, all that let me. She, my shot. Shower hands pressed to the wall. Stressing for more, but let me stress that she the best of them all. I'm slain to tomorrow, till we get complaints next door. Till I know I scored, but we did it to the point where I can't keep score. All these hot summer nights when you know that it's mad real. Downtown girl, bright lights up in Granville. Easy on the eyes, black summer nights, red wine and some Maxwell. She got them pretty wings, if this man felt like when she got my back. Got the love we built from scratch. Classic love, we'll throw that back. We'll throw that back. They all know who you belong to. Sweat if they shoot at us, I'll take one for you. Cause I'll show you, darling, it's love or die trying. You love that, I'm about that. You need some, I got that, we got that. Girl, we got that throwback love. That old school love. That ride off in the nighttime love. 1950s, black and white, movie type. Just my type of love. Yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love. Girl, we got that. Bring it back. That ride off in the nighttime love. 1950s, black and white, movie type. Just my type of love. Yeah, you just my type of love. Yeah, yeah, this my type of love. Tell you who you belong to. Sweat if they shoot at us, I'll take one for you. Cause I'll show you, darling, it's love or die trying. You love that, I'm about that. You need some, I got that. We got that.
That was Cuffing Season by the very talented Gentleman's Vibe. You ever feel like that sometimes? Like the cold weather just makes you want to be in a relationship more? Just me?
I'd be lying if I said no.
Okay. Well, it's okay. We can be sad about this together then.
100%.
Yeah. Actually, you can go and find Gentleman's Vibe on all the social media. Follow them on Twitter. They got Instagram. You can check out their music on SoundCloud. Go give them a shout and give their music another spin. So actually, we have somebody else drop it in today. Say hello to everybody.
Hello. This is Christine from the Arts Report.
How have you been?
I've been doing well. I'm sad to see you go. We're neighbors on CITR radio, especially on Wednesdays. So it's sad to see you go, Steve.
Yeah. Again, if you're just tuning in now, this is the last Asian Wave 101. It's sad. It's been over 2 years. And yeah, actually, if I may, I just want to take a moment and just say something before we go into the last track. From the bottom of my heart, truly, I just want to thank you. I say a huge thank you to CITR, first of all, for giving an inexperienced newbie a chance to host his own radio show for an hour a week. That may not seem like a lot compared to some other mainstream programs they have, you know, regular time slots, 5 days out of the week. But this, honestly, has been just such an amazing experience for me. It's, you know, been a tremendous time of learning, of growth. And just thank you for giving me a chance to chatter into your ear for 2 years. I still remember my first show, actually, May 1st, 2014. It was a Thursday. That was the first time I ever actually got on air. And I distinctly remember still my hands shaking as I was reaching out for the boards, playing with the dials, controlling volume and hitting buttons. And, you know, to get to this point now, to see the show turn into what it is now, it's certainly not just friends and family who are listening to the show because they feel obligated. You know, it's because of all of you, the listeners. I have received emails from listeners, requests, not just requests, but also notes telling me, hey, great job, keep it up. Honestly, they have truly, truly meant the world to me, and I mean that sincerely. I cannot thank you enough for your support. It's been an incredible 2 years and 4 months, and I am not going to forget the time that I've had on this station, and I'm definitely not going to take it for granted. But I'm not leaving forever. I'm still going to be around the station. Drop by and say hi. If you want to reach me in any way, you can email me. Same email, as always, asianwave101@gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter and keep up. Just give me a shout and say what's up. And actually, again, I'm not going to be leaving forever. Raphael and I are actually working on a project that perhaps one day you'd be able to hear on CITR as well. But again, thank you to Raph. Thank you to Christine. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Anything else that you want to offer up?
Yeah, I mean, I've witnessed Steve's development throughout these last 2 years, and watching him grow from kind of like this green, you know, what do I do with all these dials? Like, seeing him grow from that to, you know, a confident person who knows exactly what he's saying on radio. For the record, let me get this straight. This guy actually does not take his radio voice off when he leaves. Like, he's always like this. So, you know, honestly, it's been amazing to see what you've done for Asian Wave and what Asian Wave has done for you. And really, it's just great to see from an outsider's perspective.
Oh, man, you gonna make me cry.
You know, that's so true. Like, the first time that I met you, Steve, the first thing that popped into my head was, damn, this guy has a great radio voice. And hearing you week after week do this show, I realized that it's not just a good radio voice that you have, but you also have a great radio personality. So I just want to say that I do hope that you come back, Steve, and that whatever new project you're coming up with, we get the listeners and I get to hear soon.
Well, also thank you to Christine. Thank you so much. You've been an incredible neighbor on the time slots, putting up with me and my antics on radio week after week. Thank you so much. Not everyone is capable of that, for real.
You give the best Arts Report previews, so I don't know how the next person who fills this spot is going to be able to fill your shoes.
And Raphael, him and I, this guy, have actually been friends for years now, and honestly, like, you know, it may not be that long of a time that we've known each other, but like just that friendship that we have, like that really solid foundation, I guess you could say. The fact that I know that he's got my back no matter what, like for real, also means so much to me. Thanks so much for coming out today and supporting the final edition of the show. And of course, once again, Thank you so much to all the listeners, wherever you may be. You've stuck with me through these 2 years, and you've let me just blather on and talk about weird music that you probably never, ever heard of before. But thank you all so much. This was all possible, seriously, because of you. Also, again, thank you to CITR for giving a newbie a chance, taking a chance on him when nobody else would. Thank you. So I'm gonna leave you with one last song. It's from Taiwan. It's by a Taiwanese-American singer named Rosie Yang, or Yang Kailin, and it's called 一直微笑, or Keep Smiling in English, and it's also called Unbroken. The idea behind the song is perseverance, that no matter what sort of struggle or hardship you may be facing, you shouldn't be trying to go through them in order to please others, and that you're supposed to do what feels right for you. And it's all about leaving the pain behind. You keep trying and you smile until the end. So a fitting way, I guess, to end the show. So that will do it for Asian Wave 101. Coming up next is the Arts Report with Christine. Thanks so much for letting me take a little bit of your time slot this week. Yeah. And that is it. I'm Steve Zhang, live on CITR 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver from the UPC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. This concludes 2 years and 4 months of Asian Wave 101. It truly, truly has been an honor. Thank you, Raph and Christine, for coming by. Thank you for listening. And we're going to leave you with one last song. Take care, everybody, and I will see you when I see you.
伤害，跟坚持纯白，我会一直微笑。I won't care.